哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们大家一同来学习，一同来分享但以理书。
Let's together learn and also share on the book of Daniel.
请大家翻开但以理书的第一章。
Let's now turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 1.
但以理书分成两个大部分。
The book of Daniel has been divided into two big part, main parts.
第一章到第六章是在讲但以理的生平，他一生的事情。
Chapters 1 to 6 talk about the life of Daniel.
也就是他的一生的经历，经历的事。
And also his experiences of life.
那特别是有关信仰以及生活的经历。
Especially with regards to his spiritual life and his faith.
那么一章到六章呢，是现在的事，就是但以理他现在的事情。
Chapters 1 and 2-6 are with regards to the current life of Daniel.
那也是他信仰生活的见证。
Which is also the testimony of his faith.
他的一生都是一个见证。
His entire life is a testimony.
神的旨意在他的一生里面展现出来。
The will of the Lord God has been manifested in his life.
他一生都活出神的旨意。
His entire life has lived out the will of God.
他一生都活出神的见证。
His entire life has lived out the testimony of God.
所以他被称为大蒙见爱的但以理是有原因的。
Which is why he's also been called as the one who has been greatly blessed and loved.
其实我们从他的一生的信仰生活里，我们看到他有活出了四活物的形象。
From his entire life of faith, we can see that he has lived out the image of the four living creatures.
他活出了非常的勇敢。
He has lived courage.
也不怕死，也不怕亡。
And he feared no death and no harm.
那是狮子的形象。
And that is the image of the lion.
那他也活出了忠诚，忠心诚实。
He has also lived out loyalty and faithfulness.
他活出了那个牛的形象。
And that is the image of the oxen.
他也活出了那种属灵的品质，属灵的那种见证。
He has also lived out the spiritual qualities and testimonies.
分别为圣。
To be sanctified as holy.
那他活出了这个飞鹰的形象。
And he has lived out the image of an eagle.
那在他一生里面呢，我们看到他有完美的品格，非常完美的灵修，非常完美的品格。
Throughout his entire life, he has manifested perfect and virtues of faith.
那他有人脸的这个形象。
And that is the image of a man.
简单讲，他就活出了四活物的品质。四活物的见证。
Simply put, he has lived out the qualities and testimonies of the four living creatures.
所以我们在学习但以理书的时候，我们要以但以理作为我们的学习目标，也作为我们学习的努力的追求。
As we go through the book of Daniel, we ought to set Daniel as our goal and our an example to emulate.
那但以理他可以活出四活物，我们应该也是可以活出四活物的。
Daniel was able to live out the image of the four living creatures, and so can we.
甚至像启示录说的，可以成为四活物。
Just as the book of Revelation tells us that we can become the four living creatures.
这不是我们这是我们应该要追求的，也应该要努力的事来的。
And this is something that we ought to strive and also pursue after.
这是我们从但以理一生里面，他的信仰生活里面看到的见证。
And that's a testimony that we can see from the life of Daniel.
这是第一部分。
That's the first part.
叫做现在的事。
That's the current matters.
那么七章到十二章。
From chapters 7 to 12,
那是第二部分。
This is part two.
叫做将来必成的事。
These are the matters that are to come.
那就是但以理所看到的异象。
And these are the visions that Daniel saw.
这些异象呢，全部都是有关将来要一定会成就的事情。
And all these are the visions that must come to pass in the future.
所以这个但以理书也被称为旧约的启示录。
Which is why the book of Daniel is also known as the book of Revelation of the Old Testament.
它跟启示录是一样的，它的结构是几乎是一样的。
The structure and the content of this book is the same as Revelation.
启示录也是分两大部分。
The book of Revelation has also been divided into two parts.
第一个是一章到三章，主耶稣说现在的事。
First,
你要把现在的事写下来，现在的就是指那个约翰使徒约翰当时的情形。
Part 1 of in Book of Revelation, chapter 1 to chapter 3 was about the current matters of Elder John's time.
那四章到二十二章就是将来 必成的事情，一定会成就的事。
And chapters 4 to 22 are the matters to come in the future that will be fulfilled.
那我们看但以理书也是一模一样的呀。
This is the same structure and approach in the book of Daniel.
所以跟大家介绍，但以理书有两个部分，一个是现在的事，一个是将来必成的事啊。
Therefore, I've introduced to you on the two parts of the book of Daniel, the matters of current matters and also the matters to come.
那但以理书的主题是讲什么呢？
What is the theme of the book of Daniel?
但以理书的主题是在讲国度与神。
The book of Daniel talks about a theme on kingdom and judgment.
这里有两个国度。
There are two kingdoms here.
世界的国度以及属灵的国度。
The kingdom of the world and the spiritual kingdom.
那你会看从但以理书看到哈，这个世界的国度的兴旺以及国度的衰败。
From the book of Daniel, we can see the prosperity and also the downfall of the worldly kingdom.
你又看到神的国度。
At the same time, we can see it God's kingdom.
这里也在谈短暂的国度以及永恒的国度。
It talks about the temporary and also the everlasting kingdom.
所以但以理书其中一个主题它的重点是在讲国度神的国跟世界的国。
One of the major themes of the book of Daniel is about the kingdom of this world and the kingdom of God.
那么这个世界的国都一直在影响中，都一直在关系到神的国度的一些事情。
This worldly kingdom has always been affecting or influencing the matters of the heavenly kingdom.
更是关系到神国百姓、神国子民的一些信仰事情。
It is also pertaining to the matters of life of faith of the people of God.
因为我们是神的国度跟世界国度分不开
Because the kingdom of God cannot be completely separated from the kingdom of this world.
为什么这样
想呢？ Why do I say so?
因为我们神的百姓、神的子民活在这个世界，活在世界的国度里面。
Because the people of God, the children of God, live in this worldly kingdom.
那么世界的国度那个王，他主张什么，他要实行什么，他要做什么，都会影响我们的。
Whatever decisions and also influences that the king of this worldly kingdom have, it will influence us.
甚至会影响教会的。
It will affect the church.
就你从但以理书上就可以看到这些事情的呀。
You can see all this in the book of Daniel.
那除了谈国度呢，但以理书也在谈神的，更是谈神的审判。
Other than the matters of the kingdom, it also talks about the judgment of God.
所以你看到但以理书里面都是在谈审判世界。
We can see in the book of Daniel, it talks about the judgment on the world.
那同时也看到审判神的国。
And also the judgment upon the kingdom of God.
看到神审判世人，同时也看到神审判神的子民。
Now we can see that God judges the people of the world and also His own people.
这是但以理书的主题。
This is the theme of the book of Daniel.
国度跟审判。
Kingdoms and judgment.
那还有一个主题不能够忽略的。
There's another theme that we should not ignore.
那就是在谈神的主权。
That's the sovereignty of God.
我们读但以理书，你一定要看到神的主权，他非常强调神的主权。
When we read the book of Daniel, we have to understand the highlights of the sovereignty power of God.
神可以这样做，神也可以那样做，他不用向你解释的。
God has complete power and authority to do whatever He wants, and He needs no elaboration.
他可以拯救以色列人，他也可以丢弃以色列人。
He could decide to save the people of Israel and also forsake them.
他可以保守他的圣殿，他也可以放弃他的圣殿。
And he could protect his temple and also forsake his temple.
甚至连圣殿的东西、圣洁的器皿都可以放在这个偶像庙也可以的。
So much so that he could even allow the sacred vessels of the holy temple to be placed in the idol temple.
请注意，这些都是神同意的嘛，神允许同意的事情来的。
Even all these have been permitted by God.
这是在说明什么
？What does that tell you?
他可以这样做，他也可以那样做的。
He can do this and he can do that.
而且他不需要向你解释的。
He does not need to explain to you.
所以读但以理书呢，我们要看到神的主权。更要尊重神的主权。
Therefore, as we read the book of Daniel, we have to see and understand and respect the sovereign power of God.
他虽然没有向我们解释
，although he does not explain to us,
但我们知道神一定有他的旨意，神一定有他的意思。
But God definitely has His will and His will.
因为当他这样做或者那样做的时候，他一定有他更美的旨意在里面的，只是我们不明白而已。
Because as he does this and does that, he definitely has a beautiful will behind it all.
所以大家要注意读但以理书要尊重，要知道神的主权，更要尊重神的主权。
Therefore, please take note that as we read the book of Daniel, we have to know and also respect and honor the sovereignty power of God.
是他说了算，不是你说了算。
And whatever God says, would come to be fulfilled.
我们今天很强调人权。
We all esteem the human rights today.
我们说了算，尊重我们的意思，尊重人的主权。
We all have the rights to decide and our voice to, our voices should be heard.
现在是正是世界的潮流，世界正在强调的事情。
And that is a trend of the world that the world promotes.
但看但以理书，你一定要看到神的主权高过人的主权。
But as we read the book of Daniel, we can see the sovereignty of God is higher than the sovereignty of man.
那我们神的儿女们，要学习到的，要明白到的事情。
That is something that the children of God have to understand.
要跟世界一样啊，讲人权啊，讲主权啊，讲人的自由啊，讲人的权利啊，那些是世界讲的东西，不是神国里面讲的东西来的。
And not to be only talking about the freedom of man and the rights of the human rights of this world, and these are the things of this world, but not of the kingdom of God.
在神国里面就是神说了算。神的主权大过我们。
In the kingdom of God, God holds a complete sovereign power.
那有轮到你讲这么多呀
？You have no right to say.
你大过神吗
？Are you greater than God?
你重要过神吗
？Are you more important than God?
你讲的话的权柄有神的权柄吗
？Does the things that you say have the power of God?
我们要醒过来。
We have to wake up.
好，那但以理呢？他这个名字呢的意思是神的审判。
The name Daniel means the judgment of God.
或者是神是审判的主。
That God is the Lord of judgment.
所以我们一打开但以理书第一章第一节，你就看到神的审判就临到，神的审判临到。
As we flip open the book, chapter 1, verse 1, this is the judgment of God.
你读但以理书，一翻开来看，不是看到神的拯救。
We read this book of Daniel, we don't see the book about salvation.
而是看到神的审判，而且已经到了。
We see first the judgment of God, which has already arrived.
那我的名字，圣名也叫做但以理。
And my name is also Daniel.
其实这个名字不是我写的，更不是我想要的。
I did not choose this name for myself.
因为这个名字是很大的压力。
And because this carries a lot of burden for me.
这个名字的意思是，神是，神的审判。
Because this name means God is judgment.
那神如果要审判，那一定是先审判神家里面的人。
If God is to judge, and He will first judge His own household.
那审判家里面的人，一定是先审判长老、执事、传道人。
If He was to judge first the household of God, and it would be the ministers, the elders, and preachers.
这个是有圣经根据、有圣经记录的。
This is in full accordance to the Bible.
神是我的审判。
God is my judgment.
特别大家都一直讲传道的道理非常严厉，一直在责备人。
Most especially when most people say that my sermons have been mostly rebuking people.
引起了不少人的反感，有些人的不满。
And some people are frustrated or not happy with my sermons.
因为有些人已经打电话给我了。
Because some of you actually called me up.
当然也有一些是担心我讲到这么圣洁，自己这么圣洁，好像自己圣洁就在审判人家，担心我自己跌倒。
And some of you are concerned that if I'm speaking such holy sermons, and I might actually fall one day.
他们指出你最近的道理常常讲长老、执事、传道人。
They pointed out that my recent sermons have been talking about or criticizing the elders and ministers.
因为我们常常讲信徒讲太多了，讲了几十年都在讲信徒的。
And because most of the time we have been talking about members of the church only.
很少很少在很强调的长老、执事、传道在里面。
But very seldom do we stress about the role or the situation of the elders and ministers of the church.
我感谢这些打电话给我的人。
But I thank these people who call me up.
或者在后面讲我批评我的人，我都感谢他们。
Or even people who have been criticizing me.
你们放心。
Please be rest assured.
我比你们更加害怕。
I'm even more concerned about myself.
因为我知道但以理的意思叫做神的审判。
Because I know that the name Daniel means the judgment of God.
我们讲奉主的名讲这种圣洁道理的时候
，especially when we speak on these holy sermons in the name of Jesus.
其实很多时候是审判自己的。
Very often it judges us ourselves.
道理在我们的口中出来的时候，还没有到信徒的耳朵的时候，他已经在这里先审判自己了。
When we speak these words of holiness before it reaches the ears of the audience, he has already judged the speaker.
这个是我们讲到人家非常清楚的事情。
This is something that the speakers must be very clear.
你以为这么好讲，一直在骂。你以为这么轻松的呀
？Do you think it's so relaxing to keep scolding people？
你一直在骂人家，人家不恨你，人家不讨厌你啊。
If you scold people, won't people hate you？
当有一天你做错的时候呢？当有一天你软弱的时候呢？怎么办？
And what if someday you become weak and you fall?
我们也有头脑的呀，我们也知道要保护自己呀。
We are able to think for this ourselves, and we want to protect ourselves.
可是传道讲这种道理是现在才开始讲吗？
But have I just recently started this kind of sermon?
如果你真的认识传道
，If you truly know me，
还没有当传道，我讲道理的时候就已经是这样。
Before even before I became a preacher, I was always speaking this kind of words.
聚会帮忙讲道的时候就已经是这样。
Even before even as we held fellowship sessions, we are talking about this.
神学院出来还是这样。
Even until we have graduated from the seminary.
神学院到今天已经三十多年了。
From theological seminary until now is 30 years already.
传道人讲道还没有仍然是这样，没有改变。
My style of communication and my sermons have been.
我的意思不是说我很厉害，我一直在骂人，不是，绝对不是。
Have been consistent, and I don't mean that I'm greater than you.
如果说一直骂人，那就是说一直骂自己。
And if I appear to be scolding, I'm only scolding myself.
如果说道理有审判的权柄在里面，那就是审判自己。
If my sermons have the values of a judgment, I'm judging myself.
所以这是很痛苦的事情来的。
This is very difficult for me.
你不要以为这么轻松，这么简单的呀。
Don't think that it was so relaxing and easy.
但以理的意思叫做神的审判。
The name,
神是我的审判主。
The name Daniel means God is my judgment.
我本来的意思是要马提亚的啦。如果有的选择，马提。
If I had an opportunity to choose my own name, I would call myself Matthias.
因为那个是默默无名的一个工人，非常没有名，没有什么名声的工人。
Because Matthias is a very silent or quiet worker, people do not know him.
你除了从《使徒行传》的第二章吗？还是第二章看到他，就没有再看到他了的。
Other than the
record, 只是出现一下子而已。
That one record in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, you never see his name again.
不是，《使徒行传》是第一章是吗？第一章，对不起，《使徒行传》第一章出现他一小段，然后就整个圣经就没有再出现他了。
And so it was in Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, there was only one short record about him.
我在神学院的时候，我就很向往他，很敬佩他。
Even when I was studying in the theological seminary, I respected him.
为什么我会选择他呢
？Why do I want to choose his name?
因为我发现到一个教会是很重要的一个问题。
Because I realized a very important problem in the church.
也是我们传道人应该要做的事情。
There's something that the preachers have to take note.
你注意看马提亚，他真正的工作是什么？
Look at the role and the duty of Matthias.
他的工作最大的责任、最大的工作就是补洞、补漏洞。
His greatest duty and responsibility is to fill in the gap.
因为十二个使徒犹大出卖主跌倒了，那个十二个使徒里面少出现了一个洞了，少掉一个，出现一个洞。
Because among the 12 disciples or apostles, Judas had left a hole or a gap.
必须要有人补上去啊，补满它到十二个完全数呀。
That requires
缺少就需要人家补上去啊。
That requires someone to fill in the empty role.
那他补上去这个洞补好了，他就安静了，你再也看不到他了。
And as he filled in the gap and he became quiet and you no longer saw his name.
非常安静的工作。
He worked quietly.
却也是非常非常重要的工作。
And yet he performed important works.
如果洞没有补好，那个会漏的，很多东西会漏。流失的。
If he did not man the hole properly, and many things would have been lost.
如果洞没有补好，很多豺狼啊，外面的风潮流啊，外面的一些肮脏东西都会进来的呀。
If he did not man the hole properly, and many wolves and enemies would come.
这是我很向往的事情，我想做的事情。
And this is something that I really look forward into doing.
可是我的老师跟我讲，不要叫马提亚了。
But my teacher told me not to be called this name.
我给你叫但以理吧。
And I would give you this name, Daniel.
我跟大家分享，这个名字不是我要的，是顺服接受的。
And I'm just sharing with you that I didn't ask for this name, but I submitted to this name.
那么以后，后来越来越感受到哦，这个名字很大很大的压力，因为神是神，神是我的审判。
But as years go by, I feel that this name gives me a lot of pressure because God is my judgment.
我对那些打电话给我的人说
，And I told those who called me,
你放心
，Please be rest assured.
你也不用生气
，Do not be angry with me.
因为神的道好像两刃的剑
，Because the word of God
杀仇敌，杀敌党的人。他可以反过来杀自己，杀讲道的人。
The word of God is likened to a two-edged sword, and it can hurt the hearers, and it can also hurt the speaker.
这个就是神道理的奥秘，以及他的权柄。
It is the mystery and also the authority of the word of God.
你们讲道的时候只是讲给信徒啊，信徒重骂呀，讲的人自己也被审判的呀。
Do you think that I'm only scolding the members while I speak these words of rebuke? I'm rebuking myself.
但以理的意思就是神是我的审判。
The name Daniel means God is my judgment.
一看下去就是审判已经到了哈。
You read on and you can see judgment has come.
好，我们请大家看但以理书的第一章。
We read chapter 1, book of Daniel.
请读一节啊，先读一节。
Verse 1. Verse 1 in the name of Jesus I read. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it.
我这一段呢，一节跟二节呢，这一段呢，我给他一个主题叫做神国被困，神的国被围困。
Verses 1 and 2, I would entitle the theme as that the kingdom of God has been in shackles.
这里说巴比伦王尼布加尼撒来到耶路撒冷。
Here it tells us that the king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem.
他来这里做什么？
What is he here for?
这里说将神的城，将以色列城，将大卫城围困，将神的城围起来困住。
It is stated here that he came here to besiege the city of God.
这是一个主题，这个是我们的主题了，是传道的主题。
This is the theme of today's sermon.
神国被困。
That the kingdom of God has been besieged.
今天的神国就是真耶稣教会。
The kingdom of God today is the true Jesus Church.
今天真耶稣教会被困，知道吗？被围困起来。
Today the true Jesus Church has been besieged.
早在但以理时代就已经是这样。
Yes, already happened in the book of Daniel.
那时间是在犹大王耶雅敬在位的第三年。
And the timeline was in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah.
那就是主前605年，也有人说606年，那没关系，那个圣经的年代差一两年，差两三年都没有标准了。
And it's around 606 or 605 BC.
605哦，605。
605。
那耶雅敬的名字的意思是什么呢？
What does the name Jehoiakim mean?
当他当王第三年的时候呢，巴比伦来就将城围困了。
In the third year of his reign, king of Babylon came to besiege the city.
耶雅敬的名字意思是神所坚固的。
The name Jehoiakim means that God cares and overlooks.
或者是神所高举的。
God watches over or God lifts up.
他的名字有两个意思。
This name carries two meanings.
结果我们看到他的名字变 他变成被神所丢弃的，本来是被神坚固的，结果是被神所丢弃的。
And this name supposedly means that he has been overlooked by God, he has been sorry watched over by God, but he has been forsaken by God here.
他的名字叫做被神高举的，结果我们看到被神丢下来。
And his name means that he should be lifted up by God, but he has been now cast down by God.
神不但没有坚固他，没有抬高举他，甚至还审判他。
Not only did God not watch over him and not lift him up, but also judged him.
这给我们很大的教训，很大的警醒。
And this gives us a very important warning.
我们真耶稣教会，神的国也是被神所坚固的。
The true Jesus Church, the kingdom of God, has also been watched over by God.
我们每个神的儿女都是被神坚固、被神看顾的。
And every child of God has been watched over by God.
甚至每一个神的儿女都被神高举的，成为荣耀的神的儿女。
So much so that every child of God has been lifted up by God to become His glorious children.
会不会历史重演，也像耶雅敬这样被神丢掉了？被神
Shall history repeat itself where the name of Jehoiakim happened to us that we will be cast down and forsaken?
所以我们读第一章第一节的时候就有这样的提醒我们，这样的警告我们。
As we read chapter 1 verse 1, this is a warning for us all.
原来我们都是耶雅敬啊，耶雅敬王啊。
Turned out we are all but King Jehoiakim.
意思说是被神坚固的，是被神高举的。
Means we have all been watched over and lifted up by God.
也是当王的，在神的国里面是王子，神的王子。与主耶稣同作王啊，有权柄的。
We are also in the royal household of God. We are also His princes of the Lord God.
但是会不会被神丢弃呢？
But would we be forsaken by God?
这使我想起那个施洗约翰，他开始传道的时候，他讲的一句话。
I thought of the words.
讲的一篇道理。
This sermon spoken by John the Baptist.
他说：“不止葡萄啊，已经放在树上了，已经放在树上了，树根上了。”
He mentioned that the axe.Have already been cut to the tree.
若不却是悔改的，那就砍下来丢到火里去烧。
If he did not repent, and this tree would be cut down to be cast into the fire.
施洗约翰他传道的时候是不是这样讲
？Didn't John the Baptist say this?
不要认为自己是亚伯拉罕的子孙，是神的儿女，是救哈。
Don't reckon yourself as the children and the descendants of Abraham.
我告诉你，施洗约翰说，我告诉你，不止已经放在树根上了。
But let me tell you that the axe is already at the trunk of the tree.
若不结出悔改的果子来
，If you do not bear the fruit of repentance,
所以我们 但以理书第一章第一节一开始就给我们警告，就给我们反省。
Therefore, the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1, already tells us this warning to reflect on ourselves. That is a teaching that we can have from King Jehoiakim, king of Judah.
跟着就是巴比伦王尼撒尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷。
And what happened?
这第二句话。
What happened next was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem.
这个巴比伦王他就是代表世界的王。
King of Babylon represents the king of this world.
他甚至是代表世界之神的儿子，世界之神的儿子。
He also represents the son of this world.
为什么这样讲呢？
The god of this world.
尼布甲尼撒，他名字的意思是什么？知道吗？
What does the name Nebuchadnezzar mean?
他的意思是尼布神的太子，尼布神的王子。尼布神就是偶像，一个偶像神，是巴比伦人拜的偶像神的王子。他就是世界神的王子。
He actually means the prince of the god Nebu.
那世界神的儿子，那世界神就是指撒旦啊。主耶稣说，世界的王就是那个撒旦。
And、
撒旦就是世界的王。
This goes to represent the god of this world, which is also Satan.
那这个尼布甲尼撒王，他是世界之神的儿子，那就是撒旦的儿子哦。
And now Nebuchadnezzar means that the son is the son of a god, the idol Nebu, which also refers to the son of this world.
刚好他跟我们 是相对的，是跟我们是冲突的。我们是神的王子，他是撒旦的王子，或者叫做世界的王子。我们却是神国的王子，神的王子。
Directly contradicts us because we are the children of God, and this king is the children of this the God of this world.
那他来到耶路撒冷，这个世界的王子来到神的圣城。
Now the prince of this world has come to the city of God, Jerusalem.
请你注意哦。
Take note of this.
这个代表着世界的王，他来到圣城，神的国里面。
And this who represents the king of this world has come to the city of God.
难道他也想来敬拜神吗？
Was he here to worship God?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
他是要来破坏圣殿的，要来毁坏圣殿的。
He was here to destroy and sabotage the holy temple.
他来的是要把神的子民、神的百姓、神的儿女们掳去的、抓走的。
He was here to bring the children of God into exile.
这叫做尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，来到圣城。
And that is what it means by King Nebuchadnezzar coming to the holy temple, holy city, Jerusalem.
这里有很大的属灵教训。
This carries a very important spiritual teaching.
世界的王进入到我们的教会耶路撒冷来，新耶路撒冷来。
The king of this world has entered into Jerusalem. Our church.
你要小心哦。
You have to be careful.
他来肯定是要破坏教会，甚至要掳掠、要吞吃我们的。
The only intention that he has is to destroy us and devour us.
我在牧养一个区的时候。
When I was pastoring a region,
那段时间从来没有发生过这样的事情。
There are no such strange incident happened there.
有说许多鬼啊，许多富鬼的人哦，进入教会了。
But this happened that many people who were demon possessed came to the church.
而且富鬼的人会带另一个富鬼的人进来，那另一个富鬼的人又带另一班富鬼的人进来，所以很多富鬼的人进入教会。
A certain person who was demon possessed would bring in another person who was demon possessed, and it would go on and on, and many demon possessed people came to the church.
一般上哦，慕道者也好，基本都是我们带来的嘛。
Usually we will only bring we will be the ones leading the truth seekers.
去了解去调查哦，没有人认识他们的。
But we
不懂是谁怎么叫他们进来的，一堆富贵的人进入教会。
We investigated the case and realized that nobody invited them.
那就是鬼带鬼来。
So that's to say that the demons brought their own demons.
如果我们不警醒，我们说哇，感谢主哦，啊，他们要得平安哦，他们要得拯救哦，那当然我们是这样看的。
If we were not vigilant, or we actually thought that they were here to seek the salvation of God,
后来才知道不是这样呀。
Then we discovered that it was not the case.
他们来到是要破坏教会的，是要羞辱教会的，是要搞乱教会的。
The reason why they came to church is to put the church to shame or to sabotage the church.
传道牧养这么多教会，全马的教会都有到过了啦，几乎都有牧养过了。
I've generally pastored all churches of Malaysia.
都没有看过这样的事情，没有遇过这样的事情。那段时间就让我遇到了。
But I've never encountered such a strange case. But I finally met this.
叫做鬼带鬼来教会。
Where the demons have brought demons. To the church.
那么传道在讲到，他就那些富贵的人就站，其中一个就站起来。
And as I was speaking a sermon, one of the demon possessed persons stood up.
他不骂你。
He did not scold you.
他就开始走来走去。
He was loitering around.
那另一个富贵的也站起来。
And then the next person was demon possessed stood up.
他们都不讲话，也不搞乱，他们就像走在教会走来走去，走来走去。
They were not making any sound, but they were just loitering and walking around.
有时停在这个走廊那边，指着你，也没有讲话的，这样一直指着你，这样一直指着你。
And sometimes they would stop at the middle of the walkway and they would point at you without saying anything.
开始在那边笑，偷偷在笑，偷偷在笑。
And some of them they were just giggling away.
被你讲，在这样的情况中，三四个、四五个鬼这样，你叫信徒怎样听道理啊
？So imagine
你认为信徒会在听道理吗
？Imagine this yourself that three or four of them who were demon possessed are making all this strange movement. Do you expect others to be able to listen to the sermon?
讲道人怎样讲下去啊？
And how do you expect a sermon speaker to continue?
你可以不理他。
You can ignore them.
但是他走来走去那种动作就影响到我们敬拜神了，也影响到信徒根本没有办法听到。
But their disorderly behavior would have affected our worship.
那还有很多很多后来那种魔鬼的工作，魔鬼的事情。
And many other works of the devil continue to happen.
他们是来挑战教会。
They came here to challenge the church.
为什么讲到这一点呢
？Why am I talking about this？
这里看到巴比伦王这个世界之神撒旦的儿子王子来到耶路撒冷，就是来到圣城呐、
啊。We saw
神的国，神的家呀、啊。
We read that king of Babylon, the son of and the prince of this world, has come into the household of God.
所以我们牧养教会的人要留意这些事情、哦、
Therefore, the pastors of the church have to be watchful.
在中西也有一间教会。
There is a central region church.
有一次有一个非常有名的这个做生意的商家，那个很有名的那个集团。
There was once there was a commercial organization which was rather famous at the time.
后来在我们教会受洗。
And he came to be baptized.
大家都很高兴。
Everyone rejoiced.
一个这么有成功的生意人在我们正耶稣教会受洗。
Because
他是外教会的。
Such a successful business person had been baptized from other churches to our church.
当时我就一直在怀疑，我就是没有高兴，我就一直在观察。
But I was doubtful and I observed.
可是其他的负责人很高兴、啊、一直在感谢神、啊、
But other persons in charge were full of joy and they gave thanks to God.
后来他的尾巴就露出来。
And later he showed his
他提出说我们祷告的里面很难听，不要用灵言祷告。他的朋友来吼、哦，来了一次不敢来。
He revealed.
他说为了要吸引人家来，不要真耶稣教会不要再用灵言祷告。
He revealed his true intention that he started complaining that the sounds of the Holy Spirit, the way that we pray was too noisy, and we have to change all that.
圣灵是我们真耶稣教会最宝贵的、最有价值、最宝贵的。没有圣灵，整个教会都空的，整个教会都失去价值了。没有圣灵了。
But the Holy Spirit is the most precious thing that we ever have. Without the Holy Spirit, our church is but empty.
他跟你建议说不要用圣灵祷告哦。
But he's suggesting to you that we should stop praying in the Holy Spirit.
那是不是在羞辱圣灵，在诽谤圣灵呢
？Isn't he slandering or blaspheming the Holy Spirit?
讲起来好像有道理啊。
It sounded as though it was logical.
我跟你讲当时的，哦，对不起，我又讲到负责人。
I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm
对不起了，这是事实啊。有些同意呢。真的要开会讨论说、哦、最好不要再用灵言祷告了。如果有慕道者来，
was,
如果有慕道者来，赶快改变了。我的天哪，这才是真耶稣教会吗
？But this was the truth, and because the committee members or the ministers of the church started to discuss about this and agreed, or even almost agreed to stop praying in tongues.
为什么又讲到这件事情呢
？During the evangelical service, why do I talk about this?
尼布加尼撒撒旦的王子来到耶路撒冷，进入里面。
That's when Nebuchadnezzar, the son of Satan, has entered into the household of God.
后来我们不同意啊。
And later we disagreed.
我责备他呀。
I rebuked him.
他不来教会了。
And he stopped coming to church.
他有人说我赶走信徒了。
Then people started criticizing me that I have chased him away. I have chased the big boss away.
主耶稣会审判。
But the Lord Jesus will judge.
这件事情主耶稣一定会有公义的审判。
The Lord Jesus shall have his righteous judgment on this.
保护教会还是在破坏教会？你自己想一想看。
Was the preacher protecting the church or sabotaging the church?
有豺狼进来啊，要羞辱我们的圣灵，要毁谤我们的圣灵，要改变我们的圣灵。你说传道是在维护教会还是在破坏教会？你自己讲。
The wolves, the enemy has entered into the church and they are trying to change the way that we pray in the Holy Spirit. And are you trying to say that he is not sabotaging the church?
大家看到财神爷来了，有钱人来了，
Because people, all people saw was that the God of
财神也是属羊，那不是主耶稣来的呢。
The God of money, the God of wealth have come into the church.
那个是尼布加尼撒来到耶路撒冷，跟你讲。
And that's only about Nebuchadnezzar coming into the church.
跟着他来做什么呢？
What did he do?
将城围困，将神的国、神的城围起来。
He besieged the city of God, the kingdom of God.
大家请注意。
Take note on this.
今天末世真耶稣教会的情形，真耶稣教会的现象，就是被围困，被种种的恶势力困住。
The real and the latest situation of the true Jewish church in these end times is when we have been besieged by the evil one.
当然，他们没有能力困住神的国。神的国怎么有你能够困住呢？那个有神的权柄的。
And of course, there was no way for Satan to besiege the power of God.
但是他就是来把教会困住呀。
But he was here to try to besiege the church.
你看我们现在教会的情形。
Look at the situation in our church today.
可以通过这个世界可以通过政治来把教会困住。
The church could be besieged by the politics of this world.
可以通过各种宗教。
Could be besieged by all various religions of the world.
敏感的这几个民族的宗教，印度人的、回教的、华的几个团，可以把我们困住的。
Especially regarding the religious sensitivities in Malaysia.
还有自己的基督教会。
And also in our own Christendom.
我们不属于他们基督教派。
That we do not belong to the denominations.
我们也不加入基督教派，基督教派的团体，我们不加进去。
And we do not.
我们这些就是独立的。
And we do not associate ourselves with the Christian denominations of this world.
所以，单单基督教会，基督教派就围困我们了，就困住我们了。
This the denominations of Christendom have already besieged us.
嗯，还有很多很多的事情哦，撒旦用教世界各种的势力。各种的情形来困住教会，困住我们的信仰，困住我们的信仰。
There are so many factors and situations where Satan has already besieged the members and the church of God, besieged us.
那我要做两件事情。
I would like to point out to you two matters.
第一次在灵节征战，在赶鬼的时候。
The first one when I was casting out demons.
在那个见证当中魔鬼把教会围起来，一圈的这样围了好几圈呢、把教会这样困起来，困起来。
In this testimony of casting out demons, these demons have been circling and surrounding the church.
那么几个弟兄姐妹就在教会在赶鬼的，就在教会里面祷告。
And a few church brothers and sisters were praying and casting out demons in the church.
那在祷告的弟兄姐妹就看到主耶稣显现。
And in their prayer, they saw Jesus appeared.
叫天使。捆绑那些魔鬼，把那些魔鬼赶散了。
They saw that Jesus appeared to command the angels to chain the demons.
魔鬼是把教会这样困住一圈，就围住一圈，然后第二圈、第三圈，这样一直围住，一直围住，一直围住。这个叫做将神的国围困。
The demons were circling around the church, circles after circles, and this is what they recall besieging the church.
围困也跑不出去，人家进来的也进不进来，因为被围住了。
As the church was besieged and the members cannot leave, cannot go in and out of the church.
而且这个见证不是为一千哦，两千、三千、四千哦。
It was not just one circle.
一层一层的把教会围住。
It was three to four circles and layers.
这个是我们在赶鬼时候的见证。
This is a testimony about casting demons.
另一个就是我们马来西亚的见证。
Another testimony was happened in Malaysia.
在我的讲道当中，大家常常会听到100天的灵节战争征战这件事情。
In some of my sermons, you might have heard of the 100-day spiritual battle.
正在这个灵节征战的时候，赶鬼的时候，很长的时间。
In this very long period of spiritual warfare.
撒旦围困那个传道的家庭。
Satan has besieged the household of a preacher.
他怎么围困呢？
How did he do that?
主耶稣让这个传道的太太看到做一个梦。
And the Lord Jesus allowed the preacher's wife to have a dream.
她看到很多狮子很大只的狮子。
She saw that there were many.
不是动物园看的那种狮子，更大只，更大。
Many large and ferocious lions.
把传道的家全围起来了，狮子围住我，围住那个传道的家。
They were prowling around in circles the house of the preacher.
那么好几头狮子冲，一直打，一直冲那个门那个大门一直这样撞那个大门要进去。
And a few large lions tried to push open the gate.
有一些是撞那些窗口，那些窗门。
Some of them also tried to attack the windows.
反正在那个梦里面这个传道娘看到整个家都被魔鬼、被狮子围困了，困起来了。
And she saw in this dream that to say that the whole household, the whole house had been besieged by Satan.
她跟她的孩子们就拿着刀来睡觉 睡觉都不敢把刀放下来。
And she even saw in a dream that she and her child were holding up a knife in fear.
主耶稣让这个传道去传道的家庭，让传道知道这件事情。
The Lord Jesus allowed this preacher's family to realize this.
传道还以为很平安啊，没事。
Because the preacher was actually thinking that nothing was happening.
其实主耶稣警告了撒旦要去对付传道的家庭。
There was already a warning from God that Satan will attack this family.
有时撒旦没办法对付我们，感谢神，因为我们有信心，有胆量。他没有办法，暂时没有办法对付我们，他会去对付我们的孩子啊，他会对付我们的太太啊，他会对付我们的家人啊。
Perhaps you say that you are full of courage, you do not fear the devil, but the demons would turn around and attack your family.
可是我们不知道呀。
But we do not know that.
平安啊，没事啊，就是赶鬼而已，没有什么事情啊。
And we thought that everything was at peace.
主耶稣说不是啊，你要警醒啊，非常危险啊。
But Jesus said that it was not the case, you are in danger.
撒旦已经差派他的使者去围困你的传道的家了。
Satan has already sent his messengers to besiege your home.
这是真正的灵界征战来的呀。
This is a true spiritual warfare.
连睡觉都要拿着刀啊，武器啊，来保护自己。
Even in their sleep, they have to hold on to a knife as a weapon to protect themselves.
平安的时候你就不用拿着刀睡觉啊，不用，因为平安啊。
You wouldn't have to hold a knife in a time of peace.
好像打仗的时候跟敌人打仗的时候，不是背着枪吗？背着拿着武器啊，不离开身体的呀，就一直拿着的呀，不放开的呀。因为是正在打仗的时间呢。
In a time of war, you have to hold on to a gun to be ready for any battle.
我又为什么说这两件事呢
？Why am I talking about these two testimonies?
我的重点就是将神的城围困、围起来。
I'm trying to stress to you the picture of besieging the city of God.
我们今天正教会的情形。
Firstly, referring to the situation of the church.
第二，这两个见证。
Secondly, regarding these two testimonies.
围困教会。
Where Satan besieged the church.
甚至魔鬼围困工人啊，把神工人的家庭。
Where Satan besieged even the family of the workers of God.
这叫做将哦，来到耶路撒冷将城围困的意思。
This is what it means that Nebuchadnezzar came to Jerusalem to besiege it.
好，我们来看。第二节
We read on to verse 2. Verse 2. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with some of the articles of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God.
这里说哦，主将犹大王约雅敬，还有神殿中的器具，都交在尼布甲尼撒的手中，将他交给他，交给尼布甲尼撒王。
It is stated here that the Lord God has handed over Jehoiakim into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar.
这个有两个部分。
There are two parts.
一个部分是神的儿女，神的百姓。
Firstly, it would be the children of God.
一个是神殿里面的器具，分别为圣的侍奉神的那些器具。
Secondly, the articles of the temple which have been set aside as sacred.
人也好，分别为圣的器具都好，都被掳走了，被带走了。
Be it the people of God or the sacred articles have also been taken away.
那好不好呢？把这些圣洁的器皿放在偶像的庙里面哦，神分别为圣的器具跟偶像。在一起，放在一起。
And all these
放在偶像的庙里面。
Sacred articles which have been consecrated for holy use have been plundered and put into the temple of the idols.
你看到有什么感想吗
？How do you feel about this?
这个是很大的羞辱啊。
This is a huge humiliation.
这个就是启示录说的圣城哦，圣殿被践踏，神的殿被践踏，神的百姓被践踏，被踩在。踩在地上。
This is how the book of Revelation describes that the church, that the temple of God has been trampled.
这是很神的名受很大的羞辱。
That the name of God has been shamed.
人家会说你的神在哪里呀、啊、
？And people will say, where is your God now?
你们的神独一真神耶稣基督说他是独一的真神，怎么会这样啊？怎么会发生这样的事啊？
Now where is your one true God, the Lord Jesus, and why did He allow this to happen?
那尼布甲尼撒王把神的器皿放在庙里面的意思是什么？知道吗
？What does it mean when Nebuchadnezzar placed all these articles of God into his idols?
它有一个很重要的意思在里面的。
Temple of the idols. It means something.
他的意思是说，我们拜的巴比伦神比你们的耶和华真神更强。更厉害。
That's to say that the God that they worshipped is greater than the God that you worship.
你们犹太人的独一真神耶和华神算什么呀？你们的神在哪里呀？现在都被我们打败了。现在他的东西，神的东西都被我们拿到偶像庙去放了，那是在羞辱真神，知道吗？
Who is your God? Who is the God of Israel? And now your sacred articles have been placed into my temple, and this is only humiliating God.
变成那个假神是。 厉害过真神，假神吼更有能力，更有能力呀、啊，变成是这样的、
啊，
感觉到变成是这样的。
That the false god is even greater than the true god.
请注意，在我们的信仰里面，有时会发生这样的事情呐、
啊。Take note that this would happen in our life of faith.
神的名受羞辱，神的教会受羞辱，好像我们的神不行呐、啊，好像我们的神都没办法、啊。
That the name of God and also the church of God have been humiliated.
我们的信仰上会有这样，有时会有这样的事情。
Things like this might happen in our life of faith.、
嗯、有一次呢。有一个信徒呢，因为教会的传道人的问题哦，很伤心，在祷告，为神的教会，为神的工人在祷告。
A church member was praying in with sadness after hearing the preacher.
因为他的心里很痛。
Because he was
为什么神的工人会跌倒？为什么神的工人这么软弱？甚至为什么神的工人会做出这样的事情？
He was heartbroken as to why would the servant of God fall away and in his weakness.
就他在祷告的时候呢
As he was praying,
撒旦显现在他的面前
Satan appeared before him.
撒旦就很高大，非常高大。
Satan was
他说好，他那个真的好像天花板这样高啊。
Was tall and huge in stature. And he was a huge giant.
然后一来到呢，就用手指着他，一直笑，一直哈哈哈哈大笑，一直大笑。
Satan came before him and pointed at him with his finger, laughing.
他的心想啊，我在祷告，这个魔鬼在笑什么呢？
And he was thinking to himself, I am praying, but why are you laughing?
魔鬼知道他在想什么。
Satan understood his heart.
那个魔鬼就讲。
Satan said,
我在笑你们的神，我在笑你们的教会，我在笑你们的工人。
I'm laughing at your God, your church, and your worker.
我在向你在祷告。
I'm laughing at you for praying.
你祷告也没有用的。
It is useless now.
为什么
？Why？
那个魔鬼自己讲，现在是邪恶当道的时刻，邪恶的势力哈、哦、当道的时刻。
Satan said this is a time that evil dominated.、
嗯、就像启示录说的哈、哦，魔鬼的日子，魔鬼的时间呢、啊、
？This is as described in the book of Revelation, the time of the devil,、哦、
你懂启示录有神工作的时间。有撒旦工作的那个时间呢
You read the book of Revelation, that's the time of God's work and the time of the devil's work.
那撒旦说现在是邪恶当道的时候，就是他的势力，他的力量的时候。
Satan said that this is a time where evil dominated and it's the time of power.
感觉到好像神都要靠站在走旁边啊，那感觉啊。
He spoke as though even God has to step aside.
这当然都是魔鬼胡说八道的啦。
But these are but nonsense that Satan was saying.、
嗯、可是他也讲出一个事实。
But he also pointed out a fact.
这段时间呢、啊，就是黑暗掌权的，主耶稣说的黑暗掌权的时刻。
This was a period of time where the darkness would dominate.、
嗯、所以看起来好像、哦、神受到羞辱，教会受到羞辱，教会的工人受到羞辱。
It was as though the church and also God and God's workers have been put to shame.
那有时好像神也没有什么行动，也没有什么特别的行动。
It was as though God was not doing anything.
这种情况就好像现在这里的情形哦。
This was a situation that you can see here.
你的神在哪里
？Where is your God?
大家啊、哦，那这里有两个感想了。
I have two feelings about this. Firstly,
因为我们的罪。
Because of our sin,
造成神的名受羞辱。
The name of God has been put to shame.
造成神的教会、神的圣殿受羞辱。
The church of God has been put to shame.
就是他们不悔改啊，不守安息日啊，拜偶像呀、啊，不敬拜真神啊。
It was because they were hard-headed that did not want to repent for not worshiping the true God, but the idols and also not observing Sabbath.
所以才会被掳走的嘛，才被毁灭掉的吧。
Which is why they were being plundered and being destroyed.
那你去怪神吗
？Do you blame this on God?
怪我们没有敬畏神。
We blame ourselves for not worshiping, for not fearing God and not observing Sabbath.
怪我们哦，就是不遵循神的道理，不行神的道理。
We ought to blame ourselves for not keeping the word of God.
结果哦，造成受羞辱了，神的名受羞辱，教会受羞辱。
And eventually, the name of God has been humiliated.
这是第一个感想。
That's my first.
而且这感想也实在是这样，实在也是这样。
And my this feeling of mine is indeed true.
但是当我们受羞辱的时候，当教会受羞辱的时候
，As the church has been blasphemed.
我第二个感想。
My second thought.
神也因为这个事情，神自己也受到羞辱。
Even God himself has been humiliated.
啊，请注意啊。
Take note on that.
第一个感想是因为我们的罪让神受到羞辱。
My first thought was that because of our sins, God has been put to shame.
也让自己受到羞辱。
And he also put ourselves to shame.
第二个感想。
Secondly,
当神的百姓被掳走的时候
，As the people of God has been captured.
哦，神的百姓正在受苦受羞辱，神也一样。受苦受羞辱。
As the people of God suffered in shame and in pain, God was also suffering in shame.
这个就是在圣经常常看到的，神与他的百姓一同受苦受羞辱。
This is what we can see in the context of the Bible that God, together with His people, suffered.
因为圣洁的器皿放在污秽的庙里面，那神当然也受羞辱啊，怎么不受羞辱呢
？Because as the sacred vessels of the holy temple has been put to the temple of the idols, wouldn't God be put to shame?
那是神跟我们一起受羞辱，知道吗？神跟我们一起受羞辱。
That is when God is suffering this shame together with us.
哦，这件事情不是第一次呢。
This did not happen the first time.
这里的讲的受羞辱，神受就不是第一次。
That God was suffering shame together with us.
出埃及记让我们看到神在荆棘的火焰中，那个就是看到神以我们百姓受苦了。
In the book of Exodus,
神的百姓在埃及受苦，神自己也在受苦。
We can see that God appeared in the burning bush. It was when God was suffering together with the people of God in Egypt.
因为荆棘是被咒诅的嘛，圣经说荆棘是被咒诅才有的嘛。那神在咒诅里面，神自己把自己放在咒诅里面，那神的百姓也受咒诅，神自己也在咒诅里面，
because
在荆棘里面受苦。
This is also what we call that God was suffering in the thorns of this burning bush, which is to say that God was suffering together with under the curse.
你看到第一次神与百姓受苦受羞辱的一个意象。
That's the first vision, that we can see, God was suffering together with His people.
那再来就是这个咯。
And the next, that we can see is in this book.
在新约的时候还有没有这种事情呢？
Do we see this happen again in the New Testament?
在新约的时候，主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，就是主耶稣受苦受羞辱啊。
Now in the New
神自己哈亲自来担当我们的罪，自己受苦受羞辱。
In the New Testament, we can see that the Lord Jesus Christ Himself has hung Himself on the cross, where He was bearing shame and suffering pain and shame for us.
我们今天讲到十字架，那是荣耀。那是拯救。
Today we can say that it was glory, it was salvation.
那是一种大爱。
It was great love.
那当时不是的呀。
But in that under time,
当时被挂在木头上的，这是被咒诅的，那是被审判的、啊。那是恶人、大罪人、大恶人才会被这样受到这样的审判的呀。
In that time of crucifixion, it did not appear as glory and salvation, but it was under great curse and great judgment.
那除了受苦，还有一个很大的羞辱是什么？还记得吗
？Other than this suffering, what other shame was there?
主耶稣吼，赤身呐、啊，都赤身没有衣服穿了、啊。
The Lord Jesus was naked.
你想这是多么大的羞辱啊！
What kind of shame was that?
我们至少还有一块布，有一件衣服，有一条布穿呢，来盖住我们的羞耻啊。
Perhaps we have a piece of cloth to cover our shame.
你好好去想想看，好好去研究看，耶稣挂在十字架上，请问有布包住他吗？有布盖住他吗？你自己慢慢看呢。
Please research on yourself and study yourself. Did the Lord Jesus have anything to cover himself when he was hung on the cross?
本来是有的，他有一块布嘛，常常里衣跟外衣嘛。里面跟外面都有嘛。
Initially, he did have his outer and inner garments.
那圣经怎么讲呢？
But what did the Bible say?
那些兵把他内衣里面的那一块布都扯开来，然后撕烂掉了。
It stated
里面的内衣就是里面的，只有这剩下一块布而已。
It stated that the soldiers have taken away his garments and pierced into pieces.
这样挂在十字架上，让大家看，让大家讥笑。
And tore into pieces and hang it on the cross to mock at him.
这不是受苦的问题，受苦是另外一件事，这是受羞辱啊，很大的羞耻。
This was not just the suffering of pain, but the suffering of shame.
所以圣经上我们看到神因为我们的罪他自己受苦，他自己受羞辱，常常是这样。
Therefore, in the Bible, we can often see that because of our sin, the Lord God is also suffering shame together with us.
我们今天不可以再让神受苦，再让主耶稣受羞辱，不可以了，千万绝对不可以。
Therefore, today we must not ever put God to shame again.
因为我们的言行，因为我们的行为，我们自己受羞辱就算了。连包括神都受羞辱啊，这个才大问题啊。
Because of our behavior and our conduct, it was okay to just put ourselves to shame, but we also put God to shame.
所以要做一件事情的时候要考虑一下。 不是你自己一个人的问题，你要考虑到我们的主耶稣，我们的真神，他会受苦，他会受羞辱的。
Before we decide on the next thing to do, we must always consider not just ourselves, but also for the Lord God, because He would be put to shame together with us.
那么我们下一次呢，再继续再看第二节这里面的内容。
We'll share on the content of verse 2 in the next session.
就是这个器皿被带到哪里？
Where the articles been taken to?
这里不是讲带到巴比伦，不是这样讲。
He didn't say that it was to Babel.
他用另外一个名字来代表，带到是哪地？
There was another name here. They were taken into the land of Shina.
那为什么要这样讲呢？
Why was it stated this way?
更大的教训呢？
What are the main teachings here?